Turning to news from Africa now, three African armies have launched an offensive against the Ugandan rebel Lord's Resistance Army based in eastern Congo in an attempt to end one of the continent's longest and most brutal wars. Uganda, southern Sudan, and Congo attacked the Lord's Resistance Army bases and wiped out the main camp used by the rebels' elusive leader, Joseph Kony. Philippa Hitchin talked with the Vice Chancellor of Gulu University in northern Uganda, Professor Jack Nyeko Pengmogey, who says the security situation has improved, though fear of a renewed outbreak of fighting is stopping many people from returning to their homes in the rural areas.
The outlying area, including Gulu town itself, there are no more children coming to sleep within the town. Even those who have been staying in displaced camps, many of them are now going back to their homes. The only disappointing thing is that Kony has not signed the peace agreement. So it makes people worried. The population is not sure whether Kony will not come back to start destabilizing them. And that's where they are still fearing going back, debating whether they should go back to the rural area or continue staying in camps.
And while this uncertainty continues, it's difficult to get any kind of real development projects underway, I imagine.
Especially in the rural area, yes, becomes a little bit difficult, especially, you know, for the people to go back and start cultivating so that they get their own food. They have been depending on World Food Program supplies. But now, with the relative peace, many of them have gone back. The World Food Program has stopped giving them food, and they are producing their own food. The only problem is that having been under insecurity for 20 years and knowing very well that Kony has not signed the peace agreement, they are still apprehensive. They are not sure whether this peace is going to be total or is going to be disrupted.